to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, careful men who always keep a watch on their official papers, so they can see when it's time to go home. In the General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb has just completed the Times crossword in 2 minutes flat. Secretary Mildred Murfin comments on his amazing feat.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you have got big feet.
I say, Mildred, I've just done the Times crossword puzzle in 2 minutes. Look.
Oh, yes? Yeah, what's that word? Seven across.
Seven across, Yarrowpinkle.
Yarrowpinkle?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Oh, I don't know, but it fits in, doesn't it? Actually, 9 down Rummett, 11 down Pootle, 13 down Coco Frasnack.
But what about the clues?
Oh, I don't bother with those.
Morning, Joel. Well done.
Morning, Miss Lennox Brown.
Morning, one. I say, I've just done it in 2 minutes flat, from start to finish.
Have you really?
Yes. I didn't have a clue, mind you.
No. Oh, well, we all have to learn.
How long did it take you to do it?
Me? Well, it all depends, too, really. What are you talking about?
It's Times crossword, sir. Here's Mr. Lamb's solution.
In 2 minutes... Oh, dear. Let me see. What's this? 13 down. Coco Frasnack?
Yes, well, you see, I...
That's absolute rubbish, too. Rubbish. 13 down should be... Wait a minute, where's my copy? Ah, here we are. Yes. Chatterwopflop.
What?
Any tea, Mildred?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, I'll have mine with lemon today.
Hello, Lemon Brown. Lennox Brown speaking.
Ah!
It's Gregory.
My word, you're looking well. Well, I mean, that is, you sound as though you're looking well.
Oh, stop waffling, Lennox Brown. Did you get my memo?
Memo? Ah, yes. The one where you asked us all to read your memos more carelessly.
Carefully? Anyway, I'm not talking about that one.
Oh.
I mean the one about Prince Abdul.
Oh, that one. Quick, two. Mildred, the memo. Prince Abdul.
Prince Abdul the Fourth. I wanted to make absolutely sure you'd completed the arrangements.
Arrangements?
It's all in my memo, Lennox Brown. Arriving tomorrow, 12 o'clock flight and so forth.
Oh.
Well, I'll just remind you, Prince Abdul's coming over for an important meeting, and you're to look after him. See to it.
Leave it to us, Sir Gregory. Yes. Any luck with that memo, too?
Afraid not, one. I've searched everywhere.
What about Mildred?
Oh, I haven't searched her. I'll do it now.
No, I mean, has she found it?
No, sir. I've looked in all the trays. In, out, pending, and tea. It's not in any of them.
Well, it must be somewhere.
No! I've just remembered.
What?
Sassy Scott's wedding yesterday. We haven't got any confetti, see, so I tore up lots of papers and threw them.
Oh, Mildred, why didn't you throw rice like I did?
I don't think Patty was very pleased about that, too. One's used to people throwing dry rice, but not dollops of cooked rice pudding.
All the canteen had. Anyway, I picked the prunes out first. The point is, Mildred, torn up Sir Gregory's memo.
Yes, I know. With all the details about Prince Abdul the Fourth.
I'm ever so sorry, sir. Here, my boyfriend Bernard works over at the Foreign Office. I could nip over there and look up this prince thingy.
Yes, that's the answer. You do that, Mildred, yes. Mr. Lamb and I have some very important business to get on with.
Right.
Good.
This is a very tricky decision to make, one. I think... Yes, I'll twist.
Again? Oh, look, to impromptu and the cards aren't supposed to add up to more than 21.
I know that.
But you've twisted 17 times already.
That still only gives me 19 cards. I need two more to win.
Oh, I don't think you've quite got the hang of this game, too.
That's because Mildred confused me when I was learning. She kept leaning over and giving me advice. You know, don't do this, don't do that.
Yes, she's a bit of a know-all when it comes to card games, isn't she? Thinks she's an authority.
She needs taking down a peg. I say one. Hmm? She'll be back soon. Let's invent a card game. That'll battle her.
Oh, what a dirty trick. We'll do it.
I've Harding. I was the Foreign Office, sir.
Yes, well, just one moment, Mildred. Now, Mr. Lamb and I are just finishing a game of, Drabble Scoop.
Aye?
That's it, Drabble Scoop. Yes. I'll deal. Now, 15 cards for you, 3 for me, and 2 in the teapot.
Splendid. Oh, let's see now. Yes. Aha, I've got a drabble. I'll bet you a shilling.
Careful, man. I've got a scoop. I'll raise you sixpence.
Mr. Lamb, you can't beat a drabble with a scoop.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, let me show you how to play.
No, never mind about that, Mildred. Now, what did you find out at the Foreign Office?
Well, there wasn't nothing on their files about any Prince Abdul the Fourth.
No.
At least not exactly. There was a Prince Abu the Fifth.
Ah, oh, that'll be him.
Only he died in 1890.
Oh, well, perhaps he won't.
And then there was a Prince Abunga the Twelfth.
That'll be the one. Never were good at counting those Foreign Office chaps.
Their spelling isn't all it should be.
Precisely, yes. How many stars did he rate this Prince Abunga, Abdul, or whatever his name?
2, sir.
Oh, that's all we need to know. A 2-star reception, eh? That means the red lino and a buffet lunch in the Guildhall Annex. The usual press conference, hotel, and so forth. Yes, but we'll have to hurry, mind. Sir Gregory said he arrives tomorrow on the 12 o'clock flight.
I say, Skipper, aren't we flying a bit low? According to this dial, we're at 1,155 feet.
That's the clock. It's 5 to 12.
Have you had a look at our passenger lately?
Prince Abdul the Fourth? Oh, yes, I popped in just now. He was sweating a bit. I don't think he likes flying.
What did you do?
I stroked his nose and gave him a lump of sugar.
Good, fine. Horses never like flying. Especially highly strung racehorses like Prince Abdul.
What's this big meeting he's coming over for?
The Potterton Stakes at Newmarket. His last race.
Oh.
After that, he retires to stud, breeding and so forth.
I see. I wondered what he was grinning about.
A couple of ministry chaps should be waiting at the airport to take him off our hands.
Ministry?
Yes. This is a government thing. Prince Abdul's been bought by the British Bloodstock Corporation.
He's a super horse. I can't wait to see these ministry chaps' faces when we hand him over.
I still don't see why we had to come and meet Prince Abdul One.
Because he's important to us. Now stop complaining and look up a suitable greeting in that Arabic phrase.
All right, One. Yes. How's this? Salutations, may the fruit of your loins cover the earth.
No, I don't think so, too. Huh? Isn't there a cleaner one?
How about this one? Greetings. May your women be mountains of flesh and the ground tremble under their tread.
Oh, I suppose so. There's some funny notions, these foreigners. I was in the Middle East during the war, you know.
Yes, you told me several times.
I remember once we were playing cricket in a wadi. Officers versus other ranks.
Yes, and the Germans attacked. You tell me.
Blasted us with heavy mortars, machine guns, artillery, dive bombers. Left the camp an absolute shambles.
Oh, yeah.
Still, we beat them in the end. Fine innings and 12 runs, as I recall. Happy days.
Yes. Now, during the war, I was in the 15th...
Well, we haven't time for stories now, too. Yes.
Oh.
Now, have we got everything laid on for Prince Abdul's stay?
I sure we have. He'll hold the usual press conference. He'll ride through the city in a horse-drawn carriage.
Oh, that should be quite a sight.
He'll partner Princess Grace at the Sandhurst Summer Ball.
Splendid. Well, the plane should have landed by now. Ah, here comes a uniformed fellow. He must...
Hello. You'll be the man from the ministry. Smith, the second pilot.
Oh, how do you do?
Yes. I just wanted to check your instructions. You want Prince Abdul brought here to the VIP lounge for a cocktail?
Well, naturally, yes. I mean, we intend to see he enjoys his visit, you know.
Perhaps you can tell us if he has any special plans.
Well, I do know that this is his last meeting.
Ah,
Afterwards, he'll retire and be used for breeding purposes.
Breeding? What, you mean he'll have to...
Yes. And I bet there's a sizable fee for his services.
Good Lord.
But, you know, he's got great staying power and the sort of stamina they're looking for. He's won several silver cups.
Perhaps we shouldn't go into that. Is there any special way of greeting him?
Well, I think if you tickle him between the eyes and slap him on the rump, he'll be quite pleased.
That seems a bit odd. Well, what's he like, this Abdul the Fourth?
Well, he's a little horse.
Ah, that'll be the climate, too. Foreigners often get a tickle in the throat at first.
And he's chestnut brown with one white leg. About 15 hams.
Hey?
Well, see for yourself, he's being brought in now. Ah, there you are, gentlemen. Prince Abdul the Fourth.
Good grief. A horse?
Oh, dear. I think we've made one of our little boo-boos.
That's right, Bernard. There's only me in the office. Batman and Robin went off to the airport. Oh, he is an old square, that Mr. Lamb. Do you know, he's been complaining about me wearing a miniskirt. Yeah, he says he's going to raise it at the next staff meeting. Uh-oh, I can hear someone coming. Careful now, lad.
Mildred, is there anyone about?
Well, only me, Mr. Lamb. Why?
Well, we've got this racehorse in the lift, and we don't want anyone to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we thought we'd bring him into the office, you see.
Oh, that's a good idea. We can all have a little gallop round the desk in our coffee room.
Yes, it's a thought. Righto, one. All clear. Bring him in.
Oh, we could train it to answer the phone and call Blarney as a horse.
Well, of course it is. This is Prince Abdul the Fourth. Shut the door, Mildred.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I don't want another journey like that.
Oh, no, there wasn't much room in that ministry car with all three of us. Oh, and by the way, too, don't forget to pop down later with a dustpan and brush.
I don't know what we're going to do about this horse.
Ah, look, he's frightened. Would you like a little lump of sugar?
No, thank you, Mildred. I wouldn't mind a cup of tea, though.
Yeah, neither would I. Yeah. I must say, you know, too, I was a bit apprehensive when old Wilkinson got in the lift with us.
Yes, I thought he might spot the horse.
Yes, luckily, he's not very observant. Especially since he joined MI5. Mm.
I think he thought it was the supervisor from the typing pool. You know, there is a certain resemblance.
Why'd you bring him here, anyway?
Well, we've got to keep him out of sight, Mildred, until we find out what we're supposed to do with him.
If you hadn't torn up Sir Gregory's memo, we wouldn't have got in this mess.
Yes, well, look, I'll take him into the inner office and I'll hitch him to the hat stand.
Yes. Oh, right, everyone. I'd better arrange some food for him. The hall porter can go out for it.
You're not going to tell old Matthews we got a horse up here?
Good heavens, no. I'll use a cunning subterfuge so his suspicions won't be aroused.
Hello, hall porter.
Ah, Matthews, I'm feeling a little peckish. Nip out and get me a bale of hay, will you?
You want to eat a bale of hay? Yes. That's Mr. Lamb, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, thought it would be. Anything else you want?
Well, now you mention it, I'm a trifle chilly as well. Send up a nice horse blanket, will you? Thank you, Matthews.
Cunning subterfuge, cool blimey.
Well, that settled our immediate problems.
Two. I've just had a thought. The arrangements we made for Prince Abdul's reception.
Oh, yes. Still, we could always cancel them.
Yes, well, most of them. But what about the press conference? It's due to start in half an hour.
Oh, dear. And they're expecting a real live human prince.
Exactly. And if we don't provide one, the whole ridiculous story will come out. Listen, I'll tell you what we must do.
Oh, I don't like it, one. This brown boot polish makes my face itch.
Oh, quiet, too. This is your chance to shine. To shine. It's the only way.
Yeah. Oh, and it tastes horrible.
Oh, that'll do. You're so puffy. Now, look, let me just adjust your turban. That's it. Now, we're ready to face the press.
I feel such a fool in this old floral curtain.
Oh, nonsense. You look the part. Splendid. Now, come on, now. Out we go. Oh. Now, through this door and straight onto the platform. Thank you. Yes.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen of the press, I shall be acting as interpreter for Prince Abdul the Fourth here, as he doesn't speak a word of English.
That's absolutely correct. Not a single word.
Except for those which I just taught him a moment ago. Now, perhaps we can have the first question. Please identify your name and newspaper. Twinkle from the Star. Welcome to England, Your Highness. But why has your turban got Emma Smith's bats on it?
Elvis, the whole of this no law, the hind hold behind you, who's me on the hand of the
Orphean. Ah, yes. He says he's a member of the Order of the Bath. Hammersmith branch. Next question, please.
A stamp from the Post. Are women free in your country?
He says women are not actually free, but they're remarkably cheap. Next, please. Behind the Times. What country does the prince come from? Do you know the area around Southern Arabia?
Yes, very well indeed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nowhere near there. It's a little country, you see, and it's called, what's it called?
Drabblescoop.
Yes, that's it, Drabblescoop.
Whereabouts is this country exactly?
It's just southeast of...
Coco Frasnak,
yes.
And where is that?
Well, northwest of Drabblescoop. Well, now, I think that's quite enough questions for the time being. The prince will now read a prepared
statement.
Right, everyone.
The prince is very pleased to be visiting Britain for the first time.
John Lennon. David Frost.
And he is looking forward to meeting the leaders of our country.
Let me go stand there. Boom, boom. Pew,
pew. Boom. To discuss disarmament.
In that case, perhaps the prince can tell us whether he is opposed to the provisions of the 1961 Vienna Convention.
No.
Oh, you support it? Well, that is surprising.
He said no, but that, in fact, is the Drabblescoopian word for yes, you see.
Of course.
Prince Abdul, are you anti-American?
No.
You are?
Wait a minute.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear, what a shambles that was.
Conference? Well, what went wrong then?
Oh, there was a big muddle and everyone got excited. This brown boot polish is terrible stuff to get off.
Well, try the typewriter cleaning fluid.
The oaf is still in your office, sir, and he's done a mischief in the corner.
Oh, dear. A mischief?
Yes. He had a nibble at your Trelestantia. Oh.
We must find somewhere else for him to go while he can't stay here. It's against regulations. You remember the fuss when they found a dog in old Taplow's office?
Yeah.
He was taken to the police pound, scrubbed, de-verminated, and put in quarantine.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to the dog.
But you can imagine if they found we were harbouring a horse.
Well, I better go and see Prince Abdul. It's time for his 4 o'clock hay break.
Now, look, we may get away with this yet, too. Yes, we may get away with it, because at least Sir Gregory doesn't know there's anything wrong.
There you are, Lennox Brown.
Oh, Lord.
Sir Gregory.
There's been a bit of a mix-up over this Prince Abdul business, hasn't there?
I can explain. Sir Gregory can explain. My number two is to play.
I just heard about this afternoon's press conference.
Well done.
It wasn't me. He's the one who... Well done.
Yes, I wouldn't like this to get around, Lennox Brown, but as you know from my memo... I was under the impression that,
yes, Sir Gregory?
Well, that Prince Abdul the Fourth was a racehorse.
Oh, good heavens. A horse. And you don't think that now?
No, of course not. I mean, he was at this press conference you arranged, wasn't he? I was obviously misinformed.
We all make mistakes, Sir Gregory.
Oh, dear. What an odd notion.
However, thanks to you, I saved face with the cabinet. I gave him the impression I knew Prince Abdul was an important statesman all along.
Did you? Yes,
just as well. Several ministers tell me they know him personally.
Do they?
Well, I trust you'll tear up my memo.
If you say so, Sir Gregory, we'll tear it into tiny pieces. Confetti size.
Thank you, Lamb. Thank you, Lennox Brown.
Yes. Well, incidentally, Sir Gregory, just supposing, I mean, for the sake of argument, that he had been a horse, what would you have suggested we should do with him?
Well, it was all in my memo, wasn't it? And what's the point in bringing that up?
Well, I'll fetch Prince Abdul and give him a good rub down, and I... Ooh!
The prince? You mean he's in there? His Royal Highness himself? Oh, I must quench him.
No, I don't think he'd like to be disturbed.
What? Very tired. That's what it is. He's resting.
I quite understand. Yes, quite understand. What's that bag you're trying to hide, Miss Murphy?
Bag? Oh, this.
Yes.
It's just my nose bag. What? A handbag.
It's rather large for a handbag. Why is it filled with hay?
Why is it filled with hay, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Yes. You know how it is, Sir Gregory.
You know
how it is. You must do. I mean, it's the latest teenage craze.
Yeah, stuffing their handbags with hay.
Yeah.
It's the in thing.
Oh, I can't keep up with these fads. Well, must be off, Lennox Brown. Convey my most humble greetings to His Royal Highness.
Oh, I thought he'd never go. Oh. I've got to finish feeding the horse. I only came out to get his bucket of oats.
They're behind the desk. Allow me, Milton.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good thing Sir Gregory didn't see these.
Got a bit brolly, are you? Well, what have you got there, lad?
It's a bucket of oats, Sir Gregory.
Well, part of his diet, yes. He's very fond of them, aren't you, too?
Yes, that's right.
You mean he eats them dry, like that? Well, this is something I've got to see.
Yes. Well, if you... Delicious.
Incredible. Incidentally, Lennox Brown, get Lamb to tidy himself up a bit. He's got brown boot polish behind his ears.
Yeah.
Oh... Nobly done, too. Nobly done.
It was horrible, and I've still got a headache from that noisy press conference.
Oh, was it noisy then?
Oh, yes, and rather confused. We didn't understand their questions, and they seemed surprised by our answers.
Never mind. I don't suppose they'll bother to report much of it. I mean, you can't have said anything that was new.
Here is the news read by John Curl. At a noisy press conference this afternoon, Prince Abdul IV of Drabblescoop agreed that he was violently anti-American and implied that Soviet rocket bases would be welcome in his country. Asked what would happen if UN observers were sent to the area, the prince replied that they would eat them. He refused to give further details and shortly afterwards was hurried off the platform by his advisor. Now, to begin Radio Newsreel, here's the Middle East correspondent of the Daily Globe, Seamus O'Hooligan.
Well now. This statement has struck at the very heart of American policy in the area. I'll tell you that. Is there any drink about?
Where is Drabblescoop exactly?
On the wall map there. Somewhere. Whiskey would do.
Would you say the prince is a communist?
Anything for a drink. The prince is a communist.
No. I mean, do you think he's a communist?
Oh, well, no. Now, if you knew as much about this country, what's it called again?
Drabblescoop.
Drabblescoop. As I do, you'd have no need to ask that question. A beer would do.
Yes, well, thank you, Seamus O'Hooligan. And now, first reactions from the United States.
Where's the bar?
The United States has issued a strong warning that this attitude may well lead to a heightening of world tension.
This is terrible, too.
absolutely terrible. The Americans are very upset.
I didn't mean to say any of those things, Mum. I must have got mixed up.
Well, why don't you issue another statement denying everything in the name of Prince Abdul the Fourth?
And here is the news. The Soviet Union today issued a statement saying that the Drabble-Skupin statement denying their earlier statement was a direct provocation. Welcoming the Drabble-Skupian change of heart, a United States spokesman said, "We have a special interest in this area, wherever it is." The Chinese issued a statement declining to issue a statement. They also stated that they're ready to pour guns, tanks, planes, and rockets into the area in the interests of world peace.
Lamb, it's getting worse.
I know. Have you seen the newspaper?
Yeah. It says in mine the Prime Minister has called for a private meeting with Prince Abdul to try and sort things out.
Oh, what a relief. They'll both get together and... Oh!
Shall I get the brown boot polish?
Morning, Toodle. Morning. Morning, Mildred.
Run. This morning's paper, it's terrible.
Yes, I know what's bothering you. 11 down, isn't it?
No, not the crossword. It's this Drabble-Skupin business.
Oh, that's all sorted out, my dear chap.
Eh?
Yes, this morning. I issued a statement when I saw how things were going. Should be on the news by now.
Oh, I'll switch on. Hmm.
Early this morning, Prince Abdul IV of Drabble-Skupin announced his abdication and said he would enter a nunnery. His statement added that henceforth Drabble-Skupin would be strictly neutral and asked to be left entirely alone. The United Nations General Assembly has therefore cancelled today's debate on the problem, and delegates will instead hold a whist drive.
Oh, I see. Simple as that. Things ought to simmer down now.
That's marvellous, sir.
Oh, well done, one. Now, our only problem is that blessed Hall.
Yeah, he's still in the inner office.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have his uses, you know. I mean, the window box is flourishing. Lovely show of rhubarb. But we still don't know what we're supposed to do with him.
Oh, well, I've solved that, too. Wangled the carbon copy of Sir Gregory's original memo. Here it is.
My word. Well done again, Mum. Yeah. It says he's to be sent to the British Bloodstock Corporation farm for... Oh.
Yes, quite. Yeah. But first, he's been entered in the Potterton Stakes new market, you see?
That's this afternoon. And according to this, we were supposed to make the arrangement.
Well, Mildred, don't get excited. It's not too late. We'll never get a professional jockey at this short notice, but...
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, try on this old school cap, too. Wear those kinky boots of yours, Mildred. You've got a spare silk blouse, have you, dear? You know, something colourful.
I won't do it. I just...
Paddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.